hearing that a child or someone got shot, it's heartbreaking.
Sky 5 in the air. WRAL reporters on the ground at a shooting on the American Tobacco Trail that hospitalized two teenage boys. New information on their condition and the search for a suspect.
A shooting at this home last night leaves two men and an infant dead.
It's senseless. This is a senseless murder.
The murders have devastated family and friends.
I'm tracking dropping temperatures and rain that may have you changing your weekend plans.
Breaking news. One of two teenagers shot along the American Tobacco Trail in Durham today has died. Police just released that update in the last 30 minutes. Thank you for joining us. I'm Deborah Morgan.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. 6 hours ago, still at this point, 6 hours later, the large scene is still there where all of this unfolded. At this hour, they have still not said if officers have made any arrests.
WREL's Eric Miller has been there live since early this afternoon. That mobile command center is still on the scene without about a dozen cars there. Eric?
Deborah, investigators are out here continuing their work even after that tragic news about that teenager came in. You look behind me, you can see multiple blocks of Riddle Road still taped off here in Durham. Now, we know that this started just after 1 this afternoon. Those two teenagers shot just off of the American Tobacco Trail, that very popular walking path here in this neighborhood. We don't know whether or not those two teenagers were students at nearby Hillside High School, but both Hillside and W.G. Pearson Elementary, both within a mile of this scene, were placed on secure status, meaning that nobody could enter or leave for several hours. Now, for parents, for students, for teachers, they say this has happened again and again and again. One grandparent we spoke with, stuck waiting for her granddaughter outside of Hillside High, called this violence ridiculous.
No, it's not. I've been here on numerous occasions. I pick her up every day. So I've been here on numerous occasions, and the school's been on lockdown.
Yeah. Now, data obtained by WRAL shows that this area, this neighborhood, is a hot spot for gun violence in Durham. Within just 2 miles, a 2 mile radius from this scene, documents obtained by WRAL show that there were 9 reported shootings in the month of January alone. Now, we're continuing to press DPD for answers, asking them what led up to the shooting, whether anybody is in custody at this point. We'll, of course, bring you that information as soon as we get it. Back to you.
Absolutely. Eric Miller, live in Durham. Thank you, Eric. We will continue to follow this developing story very closely. Look for any updates during this newscast and on our late news at 10 on Fox 50 and at 11 on WRAL.
Meantime, two other schools did go on lockdown in Wake County. You see them on either side of me here today. Brentwood Magnet Elementary and Southeast Raleigh Magnet High School. Sky 5 over both of them earlier. Parents are calling for school leaders to take immediate action to address school safety. The code red lockdowns lasted for several hours this morning. At both schools, a student reported a threat involving a weapon. The school system says no guns were found and everyone was safe. Just last night, WRAL was there as Wake County School Board discussed school safety following 6 lockdowns last week.
I think they're doing the best they can. You can't just blame the school. Sometimes I think you got to have to look at the parents who are allowing these kids to have access to these guns. They're not locking them up and keeping them the access away.
Yeah, I used to work in the schools, and I honestly believe they need to train some of the teachers and have some better protocols in place.
The Wake County School Board is sending a request to state lawmakers to increase funding for school safety and to require the safe storage of firearms.
Right now, the search continues for the person responsible for who killed a baby girl and 2 men in Fayetteville. WRAL's Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays spoke with family and friends of one of the victims.
Well, that shooting happened about 8:30 last night at this home here on Bunch Road. We're told that the mother had just dropped off that baby so she could spend some quality time with her father.
Family and friends describe 26-year-old Terrence Melvin as a good man and good father. That's him playing with his son a few years ago. Family members tell me last night Melvin was spending time with his infant daughter when somebody shot both of them around 8:30 inside his home on Bunch Road.
He was in the house enjoying some quality time with his daughter, and basically he was assassinated. If you're in your home and somebody comes out of his home or whatever, if somebody, they come in there and take your life with your child in your hand.
Melvin worked at a car wash owned by Maurice McRae. He's devastated by the young man's death. He knew the family well, especially his mother.
He has a sister. He has nieces and nephews. And I really feel sorry for her because she was his only son. And as a parent, I can't imagine to lose one of my sons.
Police say 33-year-old Jonathan McMillan was also shot and killed inside the home. Amanda Clifton's sister lives next door.
Just a sad situation. It really is a sad situation because that's an innocent child, and you never know who's in a home that you're shooting up.
Investigators haven't released a motive, but they say this wasn't a random crime. That's given little comfort to residents who live nearby.
I'm very concerned. We usually don't have this type of traumatic stuff happen on this side of town, so it's very, very heartbreaking. And knowing that the infant died, and I work with kids, it's very, very sad.
The Fayetteville police are continuing their investigation. They're asking anyone who knows what happened in that home last night to give them a call. In Fayetteville, Gilbert Bays, WREL News.
State Auditor Beth Wood appears to have been driving a state-owned vehicle despite a letter from the state asking her not to. That's according to travel logs obtained by WRAL. The documents indicate that Wood logged miles in a state-owned Toyota Camry on January 24th. That's the day the state asked her not to drive other state-owned cars while an investigation continued into a crash she was in a state-owned car. The December crash led to a hit-and-run charge against her. She was driving a state-owned car at the time, as I mentioned. The logs indicate, though, she continued driving for the rest of January. We've reached out to Wood's spokeswoman. So far, no one has responded.
Raleigh police can release body cam video from the death of a man in their custody. Today, a judge ruled Darrell Williams' family will be the first to see that video. Last month, police used a taser on him three times outside a sweepstakes parlor on Rock Quarry Road. WRL's Julian Grace listened in on today's hearing.
The video could be released as early as Friday. Chief Patterson has a couple of stipulations. She's asking that the video is released to the Williams family first. She's also asking that anyone that's in the video that had nothing to do with this entire situation, that their faces be blurred.
The court concludes that the Raleigh Police Department is authorized to release the recordings described.
In an eight-minute hearing, there were no objections. District Attorney Lauren Freeman and leadership for RPD all agreed the body cam video of Darrell Williams' death needs to be released to the public. Lee Turner, defense attorney and former police officer, shared what the public should expect to see when the video is released.
Primarily, you'll see the body cameras of each officer involved. What you're probably going to see is a very hectic and chaotic situation because you're dealing with officers that are in very close proximity to Mr. Williams. So these body cameras, which are generally mounted on the front of the uniform, you're going to see things very up close and personal.
Turner also expects the video to show what happened just before police used a taser on Williams outside the sweepstakes parlor on Rock Quarry Road.
Probably show the initial approach to Mr. Williams in that parking lot as they're doing the proactive patrol. And then you'll get to see that interaction. And then I think at that point in time, that's when you're going to see it turn into just chaos and officers trying to take someone into custody and someone trying to, prevent that.
Police released a report 5 days after Williams' death. It states Williams can be heard on body camera footage yelling he has a heart condition. We asked Turner if officers take medical conditions into consideration.
They would be trained in a way that if somebody does express and appear to have some type of a health issue going on, that at that point in time, they're going to, of course, do what they can to ensure that person's, is secure, but at the same time, safe, and they try to prevent those problems.
Currently, six Raleigh police officers are on administrative leave. The Raleigh Police Department is conducting their investigation, and the SBI is investigating as well. Reporting in Raleigh, Julian Grace, WRAL News.
Right now, the city of Raleigh is hosting a discussion about housing. The Missing Middle Initiative would change zoning. It would add duplexes, townhouses, and small apartments. Tonight's meeting is virtual and continues until 8 p.m.
I have been watching this live picture from Chapel Hill. A few people wearing some coats out there tonight after we tied a record high of 75 today. It was certainly beautiful and warm. These temperatures will move out soon, though, and make way for more wet weather. Meteorologist Kat Campbell explains from the WREL Severe Weather Center. Kat.
Unfortunately, we go from this nice, warm, sunny weather to a chilly rain by the end of the weekend, but we really begin to see changes tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's in the form of clouds. Can't rule out a stray shower. It would be quick. It would be light. About a 20% chance for rain tomorrow. Lunchtime into the evening, you can see a few sprinkles showing up. But with this front stalling nearby, Friday is when we're really going to see a round of more widespread rain moving in. And we have high resolution model data available now for Friday, and it's really showing the rain filling in during the evening, lasting into Friday night. Some of this rain could be heavy at times, and we've got waves of rain on the way for the weekend. I'll track your weekend weather coming up.
All right, Kat, thank you. You know, we want it to be cold at a couple of weekends. The outdoor hockey rink is taking shape at Carter Finley Stadium.
I love this time lapse. The NHL releasing it. Work crews completed. This is the work they've gotten done since they arrived on Monday. Many groups coming together to make this all happen. Hurricanes GM Don Wadle even stopped by to check things out ahead of the big game. And what will be a chance to showcase the city and hockey market Raleigh has grown into.
We're expecting a lot of people have never been here for a hockey game and maybe never been to this area to come for this. And we think that the exposure that we're going to get from it is going to just help us, not just from the hurricane standpoint, but for what we're trying to do with enhancements and development on this property.
Don Wadle there, the Canes GM, Wadle. The Canes will host the Capitals for the Stadium Series game. That is February 18th.
Cannot wait for that. And that is not the only exciting sports news for the Triangle. Brett?
Yeah, Deborah, we're talking about soccer tonight as well. Could U.S. soccer be coming to Cary? The town has been named a finalist for U.S. Soccer Federation's next training center and headquarters. But coming up, why it just might be the perfect fit.
All right, Brett, also coming up, RDU wants your input on a plan to repair the primary runway. How you can have your say coming up. The town of Cary has been named a finalist for U.S. Soccer's next training headquarters. WREL Sky 5 flew over Wake Med Soccer Park today. The facility at the center of the town's bid to become U.S. Soccer's next home. WREL's Brett Neese is there tonight with what that would mean for the town and the Triangle. Brett?
Yeah, Deborah, this is huge news. It's huge because of all that comes with U.S. soccer. We're talking both men's and women's national teams, youth programs, so much more. If U.S. soccer does choose Cary, this will have a lasting impact.
Under the Carolina sun, the Wake Med Soccer Park stands. Is it quiet today? But they could be packed with U.S. soccer fans in the future.
We just really feel like we would be the perfect place for them to locate here now for the present and then grow in the future.
In October, Cary's town manager, mayor, and other city officials went to Chicago to make an in-person pitch to U.S. soccer to move their headquarters and national training center to Cary.
I've been notified that we're a finalist for it, and so we're certainly excited about that.
Wake Med Soccer Park is already home to the NCAA's College Cup, the North Carolina Courage women's professional team, and NCFC. Adding U.S. soccer would take the facility to another level.
It's really an ideal place for them. They could begin right away versus, you know, a place where there's a green field and they have to start from scratch, but they could also expand the facility over time.
And soccer would do well in this market. Just look at the scene inside a downtown bar when the U.S. men's national team was in the World Cup less than 2 months ago.
It's a great soccer town. There's a long history of that. We're already the home of USA Baseball. You know, athletics have been a big part of Cary since the beginning.
So nothing is a done deal quite yet. The town manager tells me they are grateful to have made it this far in the process. U.S. Soccer tells us that they are still in the beginning stages of choosing a national training center, and they are not talking specific locations at this point. But Deborah, soccer, it's one of my favorite sports.
Oh,
I'm going to
yeah.
be keeping an eye on this one.
I know. I've been playing since I was that high. So, well, I don't play so much anymore, but I used to play a lot. I love it. Brett Neese live in Cary. Thank you, Brett.
A new report is touting the Raleigh Exec Jetports boost to the Triangle region. State transportation officials say the airport in Lee County contributed nearly $53 million to the economy and provide 430 jobs. The DOT issues a report every 2 years to help guide future investment in aviation infrastructure. The report also provides a tool for recruiting aviation and aerospace industry companies and investments. RDU Airport and the FAA wants to know what you think about a proposal to replace the primary runway. Last year, crews had to replace several concrete slabs after decades of wear and tear. They do the work pretty fast. Not that fast. It's a time lapse, but you get the point. They're completing the project in less than a day here, but the airport wants a more permanent fix. You can share your thoughts on rearranging these runways at a meeting at the RDU Center on Tuesday, February 28th. You can also send in comments through March 13th.
Well, a picture-perfect day across the Triangle area, and people took full advantage of it at Falls Lake. People put their boats in the water. They cast a line. Some even took time to meditate out there. Boy, what a perfect day to do that. Meteorologist Kat Campbell joining us now in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Kat, I wish we could just focus on how beautiful it is today and tomorrow and not have to worry about the rain, but we know it's coming back.
And we want to warn you about it. You still have a nice, warm day to enjoy tomorrow. Not quite as much sunshine, though. Today, we had 75, tying the record out at RDU. That was set back in 2019. Sunday, about 30 degrees cooler, 46 degrees the high, and that is going to come with rain on Sunday. Here's the beginning of our next system. You can see some severe weather unfolding tonight in portions of Louisiana, Mississippi, up into Arkansas. We are going to see the potential for a stray shower here locally tomorrow afternoon. It's not going to be much in the way of rain. We're going with about a 20% chance for rain. But just a heads up, you may run into a quick shower later in the day tomorrow. Friday's rain will be more widespread. The bulk of the rain stays to our south in the morning. We see the rain filling in later in the day Friday into Friday evening and Friday night. Make sure that you've got your umbrella with you for Friday night plans and likely Saturday night plans as well. We may get a little bit of a break from the rain again during the day on Saturday, with the next round moving in Saturday night into early Sunday. For us, the most likely scenario here is a chilly rain. As I mentioned before, it could be heavy at times, but the North Carolina mountains could be positioned in a sweet spot to see some decent snow this weekend. You can see that little bit of a spin here. This is an upper level low, and that would be the system manufacturing its own cold air. So this could be a pretty big snow event for the North Carolina mountains if things work out perfectly. The way it looks right now, we would more than likely see rain. And the best tool we have to use at this stage, especially since upper level lows are so difficult to track at the jet stream level, is to use ensemble data, exclusive here at WRAL. About an 80 to 90% chance of 1 inch of snow in the mountains. That chance a little bit higher for the Piedmont down into Charlotte. And for us here locally, 6% in Raleigh, 3% in Fayetteville. And remember, that's for measurable 1 inch of snow. But we're going to be watching this upper level low very closely and the track it takes in the coming days, and let you know if there are any changes. So keep checking back in for updates. The way it looks now digs a little farther deeper to the south and picks up some of the warmer air. So we'll keep an eye on it, but doesn't look likely. In Beaufort, it is a beautiful evening tonight. We got to watch a beautiful sunset earlier today. 65 still in Fayetteville at this hour, 62 in the Triangle, 54 in Roxboro, cooling off. Tomorrow, we have thicker clouds in the area, that small chance for rain. The good news is, we still have the 70s in the forecast. Lunchtime, if you want to eat lunch outside, 66 degrees. And by the time the kids are heading home from school, temperatures should be back in the low to mid 70s. It'll be fairly breezy tomorrow, so just a heads up there. Over the weekend, we're tracking waves of rain and likely a chilly rain for Super Bowl Sunday. A good day to be inside. You can watch the game on Fox 50. Heading into next week, another warm up on the way, 62 for Valentine's Day. Back near 70 next Wednesday, and our thinking for the Canes Stadium Series game is temperatures cool back off next weekend into the upper 40s to lower 50s potentially.
That'll be more like hockey weather.
And that's for the high.
You were talking about, sorry to cut you off. Deb's talking about 75 the whole time, and then that entire forecast, she's going, did she say snow?
La la la. I know.
Is there snow? Could there be snow?
You got to love North Carolina weather. It's always exciting.
You never know what's coming. Thank you.
Still ahead, we're learning which shows are part of next season's lineup for the North Carolina Theater. Which shows will hit the stage at Duke Energy Center Performing Arts coming up.
I'm Eric Miller in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Just in the last few minutes, new information coming in on this double shooting that sent two teenage boys to the hospital here in Durham. This new information, a robocall that went out to parents of Hillside High School students, confirms that the two teenagers shot were also students at Hillside High School. You take a look at some of this video from the scene. This all happened just after 1 this afternoon. Those two teenage boys shot and rushed to the hospital. As we brought you at the top of this newscast, sadly, one of those boys has now died as a result of their injuries. Now, the principals at Hillside High School are saying that their thoughts and prayers are with those families. There will also be extra security at the school tomorrow, and they are working to make counselors available to any and all students who need them. Now, we've been checking in with Durham police, asking what exactly led up to this shooting, as well as whether or not any arrests have been made. Still, no answers to those questions, but we will keep asking, and we'll have more information tonight at 10 and 11 o'clock on WRAL. Back to you.
Eric, thank you. Right. I think we've been all talking about how we could all use this. A little goat has brought a lot of joy to a lot of people.
Yeah, anything to make people feel better. It's been a very tough day for a lot of folks, but it's thanks to the veterinary team at NC State. She'll be able to continue her work. This is Bianca, the therapy goat. She needed major surgery because she couldn't stop producing milk. Her owner tells us this animal has changed her life and the lives of so many others over the past 6 years together. Animal lovers actually helped crowdfund the cost of the surgery, and now Bianca is headed home.
So sweet.
The North Carolina Theater announcing its 40th season today.
Yeah, the theater season kicks off with a production of Elf the Musical in December. Next year, the season includes Rent, Once on This Island, and Camelot. All productions will be at the Fletcher Opera Theater at Duke Energy Center for Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh.
Great. It's a good rundown
good
there.
Shows, yeah.
Of course, we're going to continue to stay on top of the breaking news all day in Durham. Just a tragic situation with one of those two teenagers killed as we take a live look now at the scene, which is still active hours later.
Just learning that those involved were Hillside High School students, so we continue to follow this story. We're going to have much more tonight on our next newscast at 10 on Fox 50, at 11 on WRAL. Good night.
Local news doesn't stop here. Continue watching on all major streaming platforms with the WRAL app.